Get busy, I'm open. You bear me, you're hoping. I mess up, get greedy. I'm not going to please you.
This is Paloma, and I'm here with Karen McCartney, who does vocals and guitar for a band out of Ireland called Cowboy X.
Hello.
Karen, how did you spend your day?
How did I spend my day? I was actually working all day because my dad and my sister are gone off to Montana and they've left myself and my mom in charge of the garage. That's what I do when I'm, you know, when I'm not doing the band stuff, uh-huh. You know. Have to make money somehow. We're not making quite that much yet with the band, so, you know, I have to fill in the gaps somewhere. So I was just working all day, very boring.
That's great.
But I'm on my way to Dublin now to practice.
Oh, okay, awesome. So yeah. your family's in Montana?
Oh no. Well, my dad and,
your dad.
And my sister is. Yeah, they've just they're only just flying over there now. They're gone to a ranch.
Oh, okay.
So,
just
very
for
nice.
Fun.
Yeah.
For fun.
Just for fun. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, but it would be if I was there as well.
I'm sure.
Although
yeah,
I'd probably
true.
Die in the heat.
Yeah, it's very hot.
It's supposed to be roasting. Yeah, no, I don't think I could cope with that now, to be honest.
It's bad enough.
It's
I'm
nice.
I'm in Southern California, and it's too hot for me right now.
So, really? Yeah.
I can't imagine being somewhere where it's any hotter.
Oh, God, yeah. And probably Montana would probably be hotter, wouldn't it? Because it's kind of in the middle.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm right on the coast where it's cool, but it's still too warm for me right now.
Still too hot, yeah. Well, it's been raining here the whole time, as is usual for Ireland.
Right.
We don't get a summer at all.
No. Yeah, we all. The grass is always greener somewhere else. You know, I'm here complaining
about my
weather. But so I'm going to start to tell a little story, and then I'll stop and I'll have you fill in the rest, okay?
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a group of musicians who decided to take a break from writing soundtrack music, and so they formed a band called Cowboy X. One day,
somebody heard me singing in a recording studio, and they knew this person called John Hanley, and knew that he was looking for a singer, because himself and David Greedy had started writing songs again, because they used to be in a band before, and they thought that they had left that all behind, but they decided they missed it, you know, and the songs they were coming up with, they wanted someone to sing on them, so they'd been looking for a singer for, you know, like over a year. They'd auditioned loads of people. So John gave me the demos, and I liked them, and, well, that was kind of it. We recorded the album first, and then we started playing live. And then we released it last July, actually, last year. So, yeah, that was basically it. I mean, this is the first band I've ever been in, so
wow.
It's going pretty well, considering.
Yes, considering, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, thank you.
Since your bandmates are not here, would you describe each of them?
David is a joker, but yet he has a dark side to it as well, you know, like it's there's kind of an undercurrent there the whole time, and he's the guitarist, and he's really the main kind of the songwriter as far as music goes. I mean, I do the lyrics and everything, but yeah, he'd be the main songwriter. And then there's John, he's the drummer, and John, how to describe John? I don't know. John's John. Yeah, I could describe him in words, but I don't think that I should.
Okay, well, we'll just leave it at that.
And then, like, we have two other people that, like, they are with us for, you know, live.
Mm-hmm.
They're not involved in the songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
just to kind of, you know, beef up the sound. And obviously we need a bass player, and mm-hmm. we've a girl on keyboards as well, so mm-hmm. it finishes the whole thing off live.
Great. So yeah. How would they describe you?
Well, you know, I no matter who I talk to, no matter how long I've known them for, I'm always being called a witch for some reason. Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I've been called the devil, you know, a witch. I've been called wicked, and I don't know why, because I'm actually very nice.
You sound very nice to me, so
I am nice, and that's why I don't understand it. Why people are always calling me this, but I don't know. I must have a wicked streak in me somewhere.
Maybe. One of my coworkers called me trashy the other day, and I said, trashy?
Trashy?
What,
oh,
am I, some kind of trashy whore? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm really a nice girl.
I hope they got a slap for that one.
Oh, they will, but I couldn't slap them. I was at work. I'd get fired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have rules against
the front.
That sort of thing.
I bet you wanted to, though, didn't
I
you?
Did.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know how I feel, so.
Yes, I understand exactly. If I asked you to write a microwave recipe that would yield your band, what ingredients would be in it? What things could I cook together in a microwave oven to get cowboy nuts?
I suppose a bit of electronic music, you know, such as Kraftwerk and mm-hmm. Metric, especially. Mm-hmm. Then mixed with some guitars, like the Pixies, mm-hmm. And with a voice like, let me see, who have I been described like? Oh, I don't know.
Like Karen McCartney.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, you don't want to be like anybody else, really, do you?
No.
So, yeah, that's my recipe. I'm not very good at recipes, so don't do cooking.
That's okay. I do microwave cooking.
Oh, yeah, well, I let my mom cook for me.
That's good, you're lucky.
I'm extra lazy, yeah. Although I do cook very well, I bake fairy cakes very well.
Oh,
that's
wow.
the only thing I can do.
Okay, well, you have to have a skill. Yeah. You could survive on them.
Yeah. Well, you could. I think you get pretty sick, though.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very healthy.
No. Be nice for a while.
What I like most about your sound is that it's well-rounded, and I can tell that, and even based on your microwave recipe, that you've listened to a lot of good music. Will you tell me how you've developed over the years as a musician?
Like I said for myself, I mean, it was really a crash course for me because, mm-hmm. you know, like I was saying, I was never in a band before.
Uh-huh.
So it was, you know, a new thing for me. You know, I did play guitar since I was 12, but uh-huh. I never really practiced properly.
Right.
You know, so this, and I mean, I've always been singing, but mm-hmm. I've never really sang properly, you know,
right.
like really used my voice. And, like, my voice has really come on since I've been mm-hmm. singing with them, you know, even since we've recorded the album and everything, mm-hmm. you know, so hopefully it's going to sound, you know, even much better on the mm-hmm. on the next one, you know. So, yeah, it was really kind of, you know, a steep learning curve for me.
Yes.
But I think, you know, we're all into the same type of music, you know. For them, I suppose, they did develop, you know, over the years themselves, when, mm-hmm. you know, John and David were there in the other bands and everything. But, you know, I just liked it instantly. So, you know, there was nothing I wanted to change about it,
mm-hmm.
but, you know... obviously, I did put my stamp on it or whatever, you know, you need your say, but it was just the way I liked it, so
great.
I'm happy.
Great.
Yeah.
If you could have a look inside the brains of any three musicians, artists, or writers, living or dead, who would you choose?
I would choose Maynard James Keenan from Tool. Tori Amos,
mm-hmm.
and maybe Vivien Leigh.
Very nice.
Yeah, I love Vivien Leigh.
If I connected a cable between your brain and a television screen, what would I see and hear?
You'd probably hear a mixture of Tori Amos and Tool, because they're my They're my favorites. But right now, actually, I'm pretty obsessed with The Clash, so you'd probably be hearing some of that as well. What would you see? Like programs that I like to watch?
Or anything.
Or what goes on
what
in my
What goes
head?
On in your head?
Music. It's just music the whole time.
What does That's it look like?
Music and fashion. What does the music look like?
Yes.
It looks like a woman in a white dress.
Very nice.
With dark hair.
So what's coming up on the horizon for Cowboy X?
Well, right now we're actually in the process of writing a new album. I mean, we're at the initial stages, but we're kind of doing that really nonstop and, you know, got a few gigs as well. A few festivals for the summer. And we're hoping to have a new album by probably early next year or something like that, you know. So, that's all we've been doing, which is the exciting part of it, you know, writing the music.
The
that's
fun part, yes.
Yeah, that's great.
And so just so people who are listening know, you can get Cowboy X's current album called Who Are These People. You can get it on MySpace, you can get it on iTunes, and they can also get it on your website, right? It's cowboyxmusic.com, is that right?
Yeah, I think you can get it on that as well.
I haven't checked.
I don't know much about our page. We use MySpace way more than our actual website, you know.
Interesting. I think most people do nowadays.
Because, you know, you can invite people to listen to it and, you know, people, you know, hear it on one page and, you know, on their friend's page and they go and check out your music. Great, you know, it's really working for us.
Great.
So, you can get it through MySpace and everything.
Great. So if you're listening to this, get it because I got it and I really like it. So.
Well, thank you.
So now for the grand finale. Are you ready for this one?
I need you
to give me your very best pirate impression.
My very best pirate impression?
Yes.
Let me see.
Everyone has to give me a pirate impression. I'm making a collection. That was great.
Did I sound like Johnny Depp?
Oh, exactly.